parents that canvass support from acquaintance to vote for their children in competitions have gotten people jaded and annoyed. Would you give in to these parents? Stay with us.
Roundtable. Connect the dots. Paints the picture. Debates the big issues. Every day from 1 to 2 p.m. on Easy FM.
You're listening to Roundtable.On WeChat, there are usually two reasons people receive messages from friends and relatives from whom they have not heard for a while. The first revolves around New Year greetings, which are always welcome. The second reason is often less palatable. However, women, and men are contacting long-lost friends or even just casual acquaintance,and urging them to cast online votes for their children or grandchildren in competitions. I just want to say, ask you guys, are people simply sick and tired of getting this kind of messages?
Yes, we're sick and tired of getting such messages.
Same here.
Yeah, I block them. I just literally block them. No, they call me up and they say, Sam, did you block me? I said, yes, it's a punishment. Think about what you did and I'll think about unblocking you in 48 hours.
Yeah, what's going on here?
Right, the result of a recent survey conducted by Jinhua Evening News in East China's Zhejiang Province showed that 94% of 384 respondents had been asked by friends or relatives to cast votes online for their children. The contests range from the cutest baby to dancing competitions, but in many cases, the people receiving the message haven't heard from the sender for a long time and have never met the child involved. And I could give you one joke. One joke goes like this. A said, please vote for my baby, number 157. B said, okay, I voted, number 175.
Oh.
No, it's number 157. No, I voted for 175 on purpose, because number 150 is not cute at all.
That's quite good. I would have said, I'll vote for him if you pay me. The kid needs financial endorsement.
that's a bit harsh. But yes, I think if this was real, this would not be the kind of person that would actually vote, right? Because you're simply just tired.Not happy about all these messages. And I mean, why do people cave in to the senders of, you know, the parents that send this kind of messages in the first place?
Well, I think it partially depends on your relationship with the sender, right? If it's someone that you genuinely like or respect, then you're going to think, oh, I probably should do this favor for them. And not everyone's going to be as firm as me and just block them straight away. So I think
do you block your boss as well?
Yes, you've got to be, of course, I do that for fun, like, I don't want to talk to you, bloop, I'll unblock on Monday. But no, I think it's also out of the respect of the person they know. And also, I mean, do you guys get the feeling that if you don't vote for a cute kid, it kind of makes you look bad? Like the person would kind of look down on you.
I don't care what he or she
thinks, I'm not saying I would personally, but it's kind of like, I always imagine them coming back to me. It's like, Sam, what do you have against cute babies? Like, whoa, I just couldn't even bother to vote. I always get scared that there's a stigma attached to not helping out this friend in need.
Yeah, well, when such
I might be thinking about this too much. I put way too much thought into this.
Yeah, I think usual reaction from parents receiving such messages is that, well, we'd better cast the vote because, you know, we are acquaintances, as China is acquaintance society. And if someone, even if it's your long-lost friend, asking for help, you'd better give them a face, you know, giving them faces and trying to do them a favor. That's our usual mentality.
Yeah, and actually, according to the survey, of those who actually voted, 66% voted because they want to give face to friends. So pretty much just, they don't really care about the results, but it's kind of because you feel bad if you say no to your friend and then you just give it to them.
I have a quick question.
Yeah?
In regards to this, am I right in saying that your friends voting for you doesn't really make a difference, because a lot of the time in these competitions, the mum will pay some kind of service to help their kid get like 1,000 votes. Like, aren't there these kind of paid services that do exist? I know I've seen it at least once before.
Yeah, Taobao is your
there you go. So it's not like these are fair competitions. You should, if you want to help your friend, give him a lecture. Say, listen, this competition is stupid. Your kid's not going to win because of me. Apologize for wasting my time. Teach.
Yeah, and a person like that gets no friends.
No friends. And so the friendship bold tips over whenever, wherever.
I'm so thankful for you guys. I'm so lonely.
But I think the business philosophy, logic behind this is quite simple, you know. Sometimes you have to subscribe to a certain WeChat public account to cast the vote, and all of a sudden after you cast the vote, you receive unsolicited messages all the time by that WeChat account. A lot of people don't like the idea.
There's a lot of inconveniences, obviously, and why do you think the parents are doing this? Obviously to help out the kid, but isn't this kind of setting the wrong example for the kid? It's like, it doesn't really matter all that much what the kid is doing, how well the kid is doing. It is because mom and dad has this network of people that vote for you. So, I mean, what kind of message does that send to the kid?
I think literally a lot of parents are using their babies as tools to win glory for themselves based on their social connections.
Pretty much.
So it's more about like filling their own ego than actually the, you know, how well their kid is doing, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I think parents love to show off kids in general. Oh. And you know, there's an old expression of you hate everyone's kids but your own. You know, everyone loves their own kids, but they look at someone else like, oh, he's ugly. Yeah. And everyone loves to show their kid off. And it's just, this is a new great medium for doing so. It gives them a way to say, hey, look at my kid. Isn't he cute? Oh, you don't have kids. Mm. Like, you know, it's just a new medium for people to do that, despite the fact they probably know they won't win.
I've blocked a lot of people who are showing off their babies.
Good man.
On a constant basis.
That's what I do.
Oh, well, yeah, it can be a little bit too much for your friends if you are constantly showing off your baby or whatever other thing, you know. It's sometimes it'd be nice if you can think about what people's reaction or what they truly feel about your action. That'd be kind of a nice thing to do. And so many of our WeChat listeners have used the same line, that is, 这样做友谊的小船就翻了. So, and Luoyu has made the quote as well. So yeah, is that the most popular thing right now? And showing off your baby in whatever way, it can be annoying. Sorry to let you know, parents. That's all for today. Bye!